Yeah. Monkeys Monday. It's going down by the Monkees, requested by Mike and Tommy G. Mike and Tommy G. Yeah, Monkeys Monday. All right. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Now, Esmeralda, do you have any movies that pop into your head that were based on books that you were, like, really disappointed by? Anything?
No, because the only one I can think of is American Psycho, and I really like the movie.
I just watched that the other day.
That was the opposite.
Oh, no, that book is horrible. That book is horrible. I threw that book across the room. I was so just, you know, just appalled by it on so many levels. And then the movie was great. The movie's great.
I haven't seen, what is it, The Giver?
Yeah.
I read the book, and I remember watching the trailer and just thinking that it's not.
Do you avoid, like if you've
scenes,
read a book?
I was like, no, that's not going to be good.
Do you, like, avoid movies if you've read the book and you think, uh-oh?
No. Yeah. I actually like doing, like, if I see a movie's coming out, I want to read the book before I see the movie so I can then compare.
Did you read the Potter books?
No, I read the first one,
mm-hmm.
and that's all I've seen, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm not really into that.
Oh, man.
Meh.
Oh, those are good.
I read the first one, and it was good, and then the second one, I just kind of lost interest.
Yeah. Well, if you lost interest in the second one, you know, they continue to grow by about 400 pages each.
Yeah, that wasn't helping either.
I've read all the books. I've read all the Harry Potter books, and I've seen all the movies, and I love them. I love both the movies and the books. Now, Dan, is there a book that you really loved that they kind of screwed up the movie?
You know, I'm trying to think. I don't know if I just blocked it out of my mind. I can't think of one where I really loved the book and I thought the movie was crap.
Did you read the story that The Shawshank Redemption was based on?
I have never read the book. I've never read the short story,
mm-hmm.
personally. So, yeah, I mean, I can only think of good ones. Grapes of Wrath being the most obvious example. So.
Yeah, they did a good job with that. Grapes of Wrath is a great movie.
Yeah.
Well, here's what some authors think of some of the movies that have been made. P.L. Travers hates Mary Poppins. Now, did you see that movie? What was that movie? My name's Mary. What the hell is that with
Saving Mr. Banks?
Oh, right, Saving Mr. My name is Mary, with Emma Thompson. That was a really depressing movie. I didn't, you know. I mean, I didn't expect it to be kind of as depressing as it was. Didn't you find it depressing, Dan?
Well, apparently from the article, it was BS, but I thought it ended up, I mean, it wasn't a happy movie by any means, but she seemed to come around at the end, and the whole toe-tapping scene I thought was really nice.
She, according to this, Disney's Mary Poppins might be cherished as a childhood memory for a lot of us, but for author P.L. Travers, it was a complete slap in the face. Despite having script approval, Travers' edits were largely disregarded. Travers loathed the movie's animated sequences and were perturbed that Mary Poppins' strict side was downplayed. After some heated meetings, Travers reluctantly approved. So,
wait, her what side was downplayed?
Strict.
Oh, strict.
Yeah. Yeah. What'd you think I said?
No, I thought you said tricked.
Oh, strict.
Like, what?
As in
yeah,
don't sit down and shut up.
I mean, she
I don't think Mary Poppins would say that.
She was, I thought she was not strict, but I just think the kids listen to her.
Yeah.
So I guess.
Stephen King hates The Shining. Now, I will say this. The Stanley Kubrick, because they made a TV version of it, which was approved by Stephen King, with Rebecca De Mornay and one of the guys from Wings. I always get which guy from Wings is it? It's one of the guys.
Stephen
from
Weber.
Stephen Weber. Okay. The other guy is Tim Daly, right?
Yeah.
I get those guys. It's one of the guys from Wings. That's the other. Yeah, because it's Steven Weber, and then the other guy is the guy from Diner. He was in Diner. That's the only thing that I remember Tim Daly ever doing. But the Stanley Kubrick version, Stephen King hates it. Now, As someone who's read the book, have you read The Shining? Dan, have you read it?
I have not.
You've seen the movie?
I have, yes.
Okay. Esmeralda, have you read either or seen the movie?
I've seen the movie. I've not read the book.
All right. I've read the book, okay? And I can understand, I can totally understand why Stephen King hates the Kubrick version. Because it's really nothing like the book. It's nothing like the book. And what Kubrick decided to change and focus on in the movie is not at all really what the point of the book is. So I can understand Stephen King not being pleased, but the movie rules. So it's a great movie. It's just, it's not, you know, like the book. So.
Well, am I the only one thrown off at the end with his face?
Oh, no.
Frozen?
I don't know what the hell happened.
What's going on there?
Oh, what do you mean? That or when he's in the picture?
No, when they show him and he's all in the snow.
Yeah, he's frozen. He froze to death.
Look at his face. Got like a, I'm a goofy.
Wacky? Cool.
Yeah,
he's kind of wacky throughout the whole movie.
Yeah, but it's more like a wacky, like, whoa. Which at the end, I'm like, really? That's how we're ending this?
No, they end it with the picture of the party.
I know, but it seemed like such a goofy look when he's dead and frozen. Yeah. I'm like, come on.
That scares people.
Really?
Yeah. That shot cut.
Sure.
That shot cut to Nicholson's face. And now it's become like a very famous meme.
Right.
Whenever it's cold out, people post that.
Silly?
They post it on their Facebook page. All right, real quick, here's LJ on WGN. Hey, LJ.
What's going on, Nick?
Hey, man.
Okay, yeah, the first thing came to mind, of course, Mario Puzo, Godfather.
Yep, I've never read the book. I've seen the movies, but I've never read the book.
They did a good job with the movie, but it's hard to mess with the book.
Yeah, you know, that's true in so many cases.
You can't do things in the movie that are depicted
right,
in the book.
Right.
It's just too much.
Yep.
Dennis Lehane, Mystic River.
Yeah, I've not read the book. I think Lehane is an amazing writer. He wrote many episodes of The Wire, Lehane.
Right, right.
I've never read the book, but I thought the movie was great.
Right. Yeah. And then Stephen King, ABC did a mini series on it.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
It was great.
Pretty good.
Yep, they did a good job.
Then go to the worst toss up between Cujo and Christine.
See, now I like both those movies. I do, man. I like both of them. I do.
After reading the books, or did you not read the books?
I've never read Cujo, but I've read Christine.
Okay.
So, all right. Thank you, LJ.
I'll get out.
Okay, take care. Okay, not like Christine, man. John Carpenter directed it. What the hell's going on? Cujo's a really scary movie. And, man, Dee Roberts is good in that movie. God, that's a good performance. Okay, we got a break. A lot of Stephen King is going to pop up, I would imagine, in these conversations. But we're talking about authors who hated the movies that they made out of their books. 312-981-7200 is the phone number.
There's a girl I know who makes me feel so good. And I wouldn't live without her, even if I could. They call her.
We got some dancing. We got some dancing women, Dan. Mary is dancing around in the traffic department there. I can see her on screen. Esmeralda's dancing at the news. The ladies love the Monkees, evidently.
Valerie's a good song.
It's a great song. It's a great song.
And a good lesson.
Valerie, by the way, was requested by Margaret in Bridgeport on Monkees Monday. So evidently a popular choice with the ladies of WGN. All right. We are talking about authors who hated the movies that were based on their books. And we also were talking about some of your favorite movies based on books and vice versa. You know, you love the book, you hated the movie, or you thought that they did a good job by making it into a movie. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. 312-981-7200. Coming up in just a few minutes, my dad's going to call in to tell a joke because it's a jokey, jokey, jokey time. Here's Barbara on WGN. Hey, Barbara.
Yes, good morning. Good
morning.
I wanted to say that there were a couple of books that I had read. They're older books. They're not probably in your taste, but One was Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil.
Yeah, Clint Eastwood made that into a movie.
He did, and I thought they did it faithfully, and they did it with the characters jumped right off the pages for me. It was just great.
I didn't read the book. I never read the book. I enjoyed the movie very much. It's one of my favorite John Cusack performances. I think he's terrific in that movie.
Isn't that true?
Yeah.
I know. The casting was marvelous.
Yep.
And then using the really the real Lady Sibley in it. And
amazing. Amazing.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yeah. And then another one that I had read and thought they had done the movie beautifully was The Help. And the characters, again, were so well recreated, and the scenes and the, oh, my goodness, the emotion of the youngsters who were being cared for by the marvelous nannies and how they missed them when they were gone and so on. It was done extremely well. And again, I'm glad that someone had won, I think, an Oscar nomination, if not an award.
No. Who it was Octavia Spencer won for Best Supporting Actress that year.
Thank you. Yep, she did.
Yeah, that was a good movie, too. OK, Barbara, thank you.
You're very welcome. Bye.
I never read The Help.
I have not either.
I like the movie, though. The movie was good.
Which, by the way, they did that skit on SNL.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
The Lady on the Bus. She was talking
about
it.
That was a great idea, that sketch. It really was a great idea, but they didn't go far enough, I don't think. Honestly, I don't think they did. And I don't know. I think it should have been even worse.
Take it further?
Oh, yeah. I was hoping they would, and they just kind of didn't. Anne Rice hated Interview with a Vampire at first. You got to specify this. When she heard that Tom Cruise was cast as Lestat in Interview with a Vampire, she went nuts. She went nuts. And she says that Tom Cruise is no more Vampire Lestat than Edward G. Robinson would be as Rhett Butler. But then she saw the movie. And she took out a full-page ad in Variety and said, I'm really sorry, and called Tom Cruise and apologized to him.
She gazed into those eyes.
He's great in that movie.
He's so good.
But I have to tell you, have you read the books?
I haven't read the books, but I watched that movie so many times.
It's a great movie. It's a great movie. And I'm a huge fan of Anne Rice's books. And I, too, and you know how I feel. I love Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
And I, too, when I heard Tom Cruise was cast, I was like, no. No. Because I, like many, many fans of the book, when I was reading it, the actor that I had in mind was Rutger Hauer as a stud. He was the guy that I had in mind when I was reading it. I was like, this is the guy who should play him. Now, granted, he was a little bit older by the time the movie was made, because the movie was made in the 90s, the mid-90s. So he might have been a little too old to play the part, but as it turns out, it's a great film. Great film. And, like, everybody in that movie is a hunk.
They're vampires.
No, I mean, even Christian Slater, you got Bendejas is in it.
Wait, who?
I call him Bendejas.
What?
Antonio Banderas, I call him Bendejas.
Okay.
So Bendejas is in it. Pitt. Cruz. They're all hunks.
Right. Well,
Stephen Ray.
Yeah, well, they're all vampires.
Yeah. Not Christian Slater, he's not, until the end.
No. But he chose
why don't I just ruin it for everybody?
I mean, come. I think the statute of limitations is.
I remember.
Up on that.
I will tell you this about it because I've read all the books. I love the Anne Rice. I love Anne Rice. I think she's great. By the way, she did say that Queen of the Damned, the movie version, mutilated her book, which is absolutely true. It's absolutely true. It's terrible. But I will say this: I hated. I remember the first time I saw Interview with the Vampire. I hated the ending so much. The very end of when he's in the car at the end and they're playing Guns N' Roses, I was like, what the hell is this? And I was so angry. I was so angry of the last scene in the movie that I went with my first ex-wife and I went together to see that one. She too, big Anne Rice fan. And when it was over, I was like, oh my God. And I was like pissed. And she's like, listen, hold on. There was 2 hours and 5 minutes of greatness and 2 minutes. Don't forget about all the stuff that preceded it, because I was so angry at the end. I hated the ending so much. I still hate the ending. I still hate the final moment of that movie. Absolutely hate it. But and then I had to be, you know, because I was so angry. I was so insane. I remember we went to the Lincoln Village Theater, and I was walking out to the car after. I was like, screw this movie. And she's like, no, because you it's great for, like, until the final shot. And I'm like, yeah, I don't care.
You're so passionate.
I hated the ending so much. That last scene is ridiculous in Interview with a Vampire. Ridiculous. But it's a great movie.
Yes.
Bob says, great book and a movie adaptation was Coma. Oh, yes. Michael Crichton.
What was the movie?
With Genevieve Bourgeois.
Oh, all right.
Who is the male lead? It's not Brolin. It's someone like Brolin. James Brolin, not Ja, his dad, James. Michael Douglas. It's Michael Douglas. Michael Douglas and Genevieve Bourgeois. And it's a like sort of a hospital conspiracy thriller.
Mm-hmm.
Good movie. I never read the book, but I like the movie. Mm. Mark says, I love the trilogy, but I was disappointed in how many liberties Peter Jackson took with The Lord of the Rings. I was truly mad about The Hobbit. I don't believe J.R.R. Tolkien would have liked either. Okay. Having read the Lord of the Rings books, well, let me say this. Let me preface this. I read The Hobbit when I was a kid, and I didn't like it.
Okay.
So I didn't read the Lord of the Rings books at all. And I, in fact, was one of those guys that made fun of people who read those books and played Dungeons and Dragons and stuff. I was one of those jerks. I was a horror geek.
Nerds.
No, well, yeah, horror. But let me tell you something. I was in my head. I was a cooler nerd because I liked horror movies.
Mm-hmm.
So nerds who like there was the Starlog camp, and the Fangoria camp.
Right.
Because you know the two magazines. Starlog was a science fiction fantasy based magazine.
Okay.
Fangoria was horror based magazine.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you were a Fangoria geek, you were cool. If you were a Starlog geek, you were an
idiot. Can I just say
dork.
That the cool kids are probably all lumping you all together and just calling you nerds?
Yeah, except I was one of the cool kids.
No, you weren't.
Yes, I was. I was, yeah. I was. But, so that, and of course, in reality, they're both nerds.
Yeah.
No. In reality, they're both nerds.
Completely.
So, but I was like, yeah, you stupid Lord of the Rings, doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-doo-doo. Go throw your dice, your 27-sided dice, and your mom made, you know, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I hadn't read the books. Then I see Fellowship of the Ring, okay, the first movie. I'd never read the book. I saw the movie. And I immediately, I'll never forget this, I saw it at a screening. I went straight to this bar, Simon's, that I used to hang out at. Mm-hmm. My friend Jim used to bartend there. Jim, Tolkien geek, okay? Read all the books, was really excited about the movies, and they were coming out, and I was like, whatever. So I go see Fellowship. I immediately go to the bar afterwards, and I go home right now, get the books for me, now.
Wow.
And I read all three of the books.
Did you reread The Hobbit?
Yes, I did.
Is it better now?
It is, yes.
Huh.
I wasn't. I mean, you know, actually, the movie was ridiculous because the book is like it's like a 200-page book that had no business being a 9-hour movie. But, you know,
right?
No business. But it was cool. I still liked it.
No, I haven't seen any of those because
you have not seen any of the Lord of the Rings. I mean, I can understand not seeing The Hobbit. That was not as good.
You know, I don't.
Lord of the Rings, man. Those movies kick ass. Those movies kick ass. I'm telling you, they kick ass. Especially the third one. Especially Return of the King. Return of the King. Woo! I'm telling you. So anyway, I get the book, okay? I get the books, and I'm like, I'm going to read the books, you know. And I'm reading the Lord of the Rings books, mm-hmm. and he gave me, like, the deluxe package, exclusive package deluxe.
Right, with
and it had the
20
map.
Million
it had,
details.
Yeah, and it had the map of Middle-earth, and I was following their adventure on the map of Middle-earth while I was reading it.
Did you want to play D&D?
I went full-on dork.
Wow.
I was, and then you know, I could not wait until Two Towers came out, because I read all three of the books in like 2 months. I finished them all, and I was like, oh, Middle Earth rules, you know. And I saw Fellowship in the theater like 6 times, you know.
It's like your delayed nerdage.
Oh, it's total. And then Two Towers came out, first day, I'm there,
Now, have you read anything after watching the movie?
Any of his other stuff?
No, just in general.
Oh.
Have you ever seen a movie
Ooh, yeah.
and then read a book?
Yeah, I read The Exorcist after I saw the movie.
Could you get into it?
Yeah, no, the book is great.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's different than the movie.
Because this isn't a good example, but I tried to read Bridget Jones' Diary
I never
after I watched the movie.
Yeah.
And I just couldn't. I was like, let's go watch the movie.
I didn't read the book.
I just, it could, maybe the book wasn't that good.
I didn't read the book, but I
might have been the thing of it.
Yeah. I don't know.
But that's why I kind of, I don't want to watch movies now before I read the book, because I feel like I'm spoiling it for some reason.
Well, I'll have my friend Jim send you the map to Middle Earth.
Thanks.
You can follow along on the Hobbit's journey.
Oh, God. I'm good. I'm good.
Okay. All right. We got to take a break here. We got weather. We got traffic. And then we'll come back. My dad's going to tell a joke, and then we'll wrap up the movie adaptations and authors who hated them. Winston Groom, by the way, hated the film version of Forrest Gump, and Clive Cussler hated the film version of Sahara.
Forrest Gump?
Yeah. Oh. Wasn't dark enough for him.
Well, it's Tom Hanks.
Yeah, but it's a dark movie. I always back that movie. Mm. It's a very cynical film. It really is. A very cynical, very subversive movie. It tricks people into thinking it's all, oh, isn't this lovely? It's not, man. It's a very, very cynical portrait of what this country is. That's it. There's a real underlying subversiveness to everything that Robert Zemeckis does, including Back to the Future, which is really a movie about incest. That's an element of the movie, man. That's an element of the movie. No, you can't, you know, it's not a whole, the movie's not all about incest. But there's like people, you know, he went there. He went there with it, though, you know?
She didn't know that was her kid.
Until they kissed.
Well, she didn't know. And then she freaked out, see? It would have been weird if she would have kept going.
Then it would have been a David Lynch movie.
Right.
Yeah.
So at least she recognized that it was weird.
Okay. All right. Anyway, Zemeckis, much more subversive filmmaker than a lot of people give him credit for. All right. Real quickly, we got some texts that were coming in. Dave from Racine said Apollo 13. Did not read the book. I did not like the movie. I fell asleep during that movie.
Oh, wow.
I did. Marty says The Neverending Story. I love the book and I love the movie as a kid. I saw it recently and the movie does not hold up. Barb says, Esmeralda, nobody in my house has seen The Giver because we love the book so much and we don't think they'll do a good job. So
yeah, I'm scared of that, so I don't want to see it.
I didn't see it, but it got my guys reviewed it and they hated it.
Oh, okay, then I'll never watch
it. Yeah. And then it's Jeff Bridges.
That book is
lovely. Jeff Bridges is in there, right? Jeff Bridges is, yeah, he's The Giver. He's my favorite actor.
No, but I don't know.
Right?
No, The Giver's an old, well.
Yeah, Jeff Bridges is an old dude in it.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, that book is so, that book, yeah.
Yeah.
I still remember it. The fact that I read it as a kid.
The Chronicles of Narnia are fantastic books, but god-awful movies. Lord of the Rings, the books are 50 million times better than the movie. Okay. I thought the first, I thought the first Chronicles of Narnia was good.
I don't.
The movie.
I watch that? I may have. I remember reading, I started reading the Chronicles as an adult. I read them as a kid.
So here's another reason to hate Bret Easton Ellis.
Oh,
he hates the film version of American Psycho.
That's so good. What's wrong with
that? Because it's better than his movie.
Come on.
It's like 5,000 times better than his book, I should say. The movie is like 5,000 times better than his book. That's probably why he doesn't like it.
I wonder if he likes the, what's the other one? Zero.
There was Rules of Engagement.
He has it's Robert Downey Jr.'s 80s movie.
Less than zero.
Yes.
Oh,
go.
God, what a terrible movie. All right, let's say hello to Steve, and the opening bell is coming up. Hey, Steve.
Good morning. You know, morning. The Anne Rice example is a great example. One of my favorite authors. She actually told me in person she absolutely, it was the worst decision of her life ever to make those movies.
Yeah.
The vampire movies.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, I like the first one. I think Interview with the Vampire is a good movie.
Yeah.
The Queen of the Damned was unwatchable.
It was.
Horrible.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're good. All right. Thanks, Steve. That's coming up next on the opening bell. Here's another one for you, Esmeralda. Roald Dahl hated Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. And I'm kind of with him.
Have you read the book?
Yes. Book is, let me tell you something. It's controversial. Everybody thinks I'm crazy. The Tim Burton version, 5,000 times better than the original.
Really?
Yep. Johnny Depp, better than Gene Wilder. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, I'm so used to Gene Wilder.
I know.
Thing.
I know. And then, yeah. But I know it's not a popular opinion, but that's how I feel. So that's why I'm single. Okay,
yeah,
Esmeralda, thanks. Thank you. And we'll see you tomorrow, right?
Yes.
Okay. I'm single because I like the Tim Burton version of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory better, and I have a map of Middle Earth that I can follow along with when I read the books. Single. Oh, and I've seen Mad Max 30 times. Single. Shocking. All right, we'll be right back.